I'm Logan Alec, this is the Money Done Right Show, and today I'm going to share with you my 8 top picks for cashback credit cards in 2020. It's a question as old as rewards credit cards. Should I get a travel card or a cashback card? I personally have a mix of both travel and cashback cards because I'm obsessed with maximizing my credit card rewards. But if I had to pick one or the other, I'd opt for cashback cards. Why? Cashback cards are much more versatile than their mileage-oriented counterparts. Also, my wife and I tend to plan our trips around business conferences, and with proper planning, my business can get a tax deduction for a portion of these trips if we charge these trips to my business credit card. If we covered these trips with travel points, my business wouldn't get a tax deduction for them at all. Later in this episode, I'll go over some other reasons why you may want to use a cash back credit card rather than a travel card, but for now, let's talk through the basics. What is a cash back credit card? Just like it sounds, a cash back credit card is a card that gives you cash back, typically expressed in terms of a percentage on purchases made with that card. With most cash back cards, you redeem the cash back you earn in the form of a statement credit or as a direct deposit to your bank account. While there are many cashback cards on the market today, the vast majority can be grouped into 3 basic categories. Category number 1, basic cashback cards. The most basic cashback cards give a flat cashback percentage ranging from 1 to 2% on all purchases. These cards are great because they're so simple and easy to understand. You know exactly how much cashback you're getting on your monthly spend without having to bust out your calculator. Did you spend $1,000 this month on your 2% cashback card? Congratulations, you've earned $20 cashback. That said, the other 2 categories of cashback cards I discuss are a bit more complex in their reward structure, but have the potential to be more lucrative depending on your spending habits. Category number 2, bonus cashback cards. Bonus cashback cards offer an elevated cashback rate for particular bonus spending categories, while giving 1% cash back on purchases that don't fall into a bonus category. For example, a bonus cashback card may give you a 3% cash back at gas stations, 2% cash back at restaurants, and 1% cash back on everything else. Which bonus cashback card is best for you? That depends on your spending habits. If you have a long commute in the car, a cashback card that offers bonus cash back at gas stations is a no-brainer. Are you a foodie? A card that gives bonus cash back at restaurants is a must. Category number 3, rotating cashback cards. Taking cashback to a whole new level, rotating category cards provide a low base cashback rate, generally 1%, in exchange for cashback rates as high as 5% on categories that change quarterly. For example, a rotating category card may offer 5% back on airfare, wholesale clubs, and gyms from January through March, 5% back on department stores, grocery stores, and Uber from April through June, 5% back at movie theaters, home improvement stores, and gas stations from July through September, and 5% back on Amazon dining and entertainment from October through December. Of course, the trick is that the increased cashback percentages on these categories are not available year-round, but only at certain times of the year, and you have to keep track of what the bonus categories are at the moment. So, when does getting a cashback card make sense rather than a travel credit card? Well, there's truly no one-size-fits-all answer. That said, there are 5 signs that a cashback card probably makes more sense for you than a travel card. So if you identify with any of the signs that I discuss next, a cashback card is probably the choice for you. Sign number 1 that a cashback card is right for you. You don't travel a lot. This one's obvious. If you don't travel a lot, there's not much sense in signing up for a travel card, making cash back your best bet. Sign number 2, you're paying down debt. Maybe you love travel, but during this season of your life, you are working toward other financial goals like paying down your debt. Bravo. There's nothing like a little delayed gratification to get where you want to be in life. A good cashback card can help you slash your debt quicker if you commit to putting the rewards you earn toward your debt. And while the top cashback cards are generally only accessible to those with good or excellent credit, those with a lower credit score can still qualify for some pretty awesome cashback cards, and I talk about one of those in my list. Sign number 3, a cashback card is right for you. You don't like annual fees. While there certainly are exceptions, cashback cards generally have lower annual fees than travel cards. In fact, most of the credit cards on my list have no annual fee. So if you're not too keen on paying your credit card issuer hundreds of dollars a year for the benefit of packing their plastic, a cashback card just might be what you're looking for. Sign number four, you don't go out a lot. Travel cards typically give you the best bang for your buck on restaurants and travel spending. For example, it's not uncommon for a travel card to give double, triple, or even quadruple points on either restaurant or travel spending, will only give what amounts to a 1% rewards on all other spending. So if you're more of the homebody type, a no-frills cashback card is probably going to provide you with more benefit than a travel card will. Now, there are exceptions to the rule that cashback cards come up short when it comes to dining and entertainment rewards. For example, one card on my list gives a 3% cashback on dining and entertainment, and another gives a 4% cashback on dining and entertainment. Sign number five that a cashback card is right for you. You love investing. If you think that YOLO is for losers, that the only work that matters is your net worth, and that the most important thing in life is maximizing your investment accounts, then cashback is definitely for you. Okay, I might be exaggerating a little bit there, but the truth is, you can invest your cashback rewards into the market so they compound over time. This isn't possible with travel rewards. Of course, as great as cashback credit cards are, don't fall into the trap of justifying additional spending to rack up more cash back. In other words, don't justify a $100 splurge just to get a dollar or two cash back. Also, this probably goes without saying, but it's imperative that you pay off your credit card bill in full every month. If you don't, the interest charges on your purchases will far exceed any cash back you receive. Credit card APRs can be upwards of 20%, while cash back rates typically range from 1% to 6%. Put simply, don't spend money you don't have. Okay, now to my list of the 8 best cashback cards for 2020. Of course, as with most things in personal finance, when discussing cashback cards, it's almost impossible to state unequivocally which one is the best because different people have different spending habits. The cashback card that's best for me may not be the best cashback card for you. But all is not lost. I did some research into the cashback cards on the market today and came up with 8 different awards for cashback cards. Hopefully one of these award categories I came up with will resonate with you so you can find the perfect cashback card for you. Also, if you're interested in any of these cards, I would really appreciate it if you click its corresponding link at www.moneydoneright.com/bestcreditcards. If you do this, I will get a commission if you are approved for the card. It's no cost to you, but it helps me to be able to continue creating content like this. All right, first card, the Citi Double Cash card, which is the best basic cashback card. I would be remiss to not mention this card first because it is my personal go-to cashback card. The Citi Double Cash essentially gives you 2% cashback on everything with no annual fee. You get 1% cashback when you swipe and an additional 1% when you make a payment. Excluding housing costs, which typically can't be paid by credit card, the average American household spends about $35,000 per year. If you put $35,000 annually on this card, you would earn $700 cash back. Also, right now, the Citi Double Cash is currently offering an introductory APR of 0% on both purchases and balance transfers for 18 months. That's right, make your minimum payment and pay no interest on your balance until 2021. Now, while other cards may give you more rewards in certain categories like groceries or gas, like the two cards I'm going to talk about next, the Citi Double Cash has you covered when it comes to the bulk of your spending. And while it doesn't come with a welcome offer, it does have a pretty sweet introductory 0% APR period of 18 months. I personally use this card whenever I make a purchase that doesn't fall into a bonus category on another card. Card number two, the American Express Blue Cash Everyday card, which is the best bonus cashback card. The Blue Cash Everyday card from American Express offers 3% cashback on your first $6,000 in purchases at U.S. supermarkets per year, and 2% cashback on all your purchases at U.S. gas stations and select U.S. department stores. It gives you 1% cashback on all the purchases, including spending at grocery stores beyond the first $6,000 per year. So the average American household spends $4,300 on groceries per year, $2,000 on gas per year, and $1,900 on clothing per year. Assuming that this household purchases all of these items at U.S. supermarkets, U.S. gas stations, and qualifying U.S. department stores, respectively, and uses the Blue Cash every day to do so, it will receive $207 cash back on these purchases alone. Also, there is no annual fee, and the card currently has a welcome offer of $150 with $1,000 spent on the card within the first 3 months of opening it. And to top it all off, the Blue Cash Everyday card is also offering an introductory APR of 0% on both purchases and balance transfers for 15 months. Bottom line, the Blue Cash Everyday is a phenomenal card that provides significant rewards on everyday spending categories. That said, if you have outsized spending at U.S. supermarkets and U.S. gas stations, be sure to check out the Blue Cash Preferred since it offers higher cash back rates on those categories. Speaking of which, card number 3, the American Express Blue Cash Preferred, which is best for large families. The Blue Cash Preferred card from American Express offers 6% cash back on your first $6,000 in purchases at U.S. supermarkets per year, 6% back on select U.S. streaming subscriptions, including Netflix and Hulu, 3% back on transit purchases, including Uber, Lyft, parking, tolls, and train fares, and 3% cash back on all your purchases at U.S. gas stations. It gives you 1% cash back on all the purchases, including spending at grocery stores, beyond the first $6,000 per year. The card has a $95 annual fee and has a welcome offer of $250 with $1,000 spend within the first 3 months from opening the account. So let's say that you annually spend $6,000 at US supermarkets, $250 on streaming subscriptions such as Netflix and Spotify, and $2,000 at US gas stations. If you use the Blue Cash Preferred for all these purchases, you will receive $435 cash back annually. Netted against the card's $95 annual fee, you'll end up with $340 back in your pocket. Now, the Blue Cash Preferred also has a 0% introductory APR period, but it's only 12 months, which is shorter than the Citi Double Cash's 18 months or the Blue Cash Everyday's 15 months, but it's still a nice perk. So, if you have a large household with a lot of hungry mouths to feed, the Blue Cash Preferred with its whopping 6% cash back at U.S. supermarkets could be a great fit for you. And with its 3% unlimited cash back at U.S. gas stations, this card is also a top choice for commuters. However, if your grocery spending isn't anywhere close to $500 monthly and you don't buy a lot of gas, the Blue Cash Everyday that I discussed previously might be a better choice. Card number 4, Capital One Quicksilver One, which is best for those with less than perfect credit. The Quicksilver One gives those with less than perfect credit the opportunity to earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on all purchases with a low $39 annual fee. So, if you spend $6,000 annually on this card, you will earn $90 cash back. Netted with the annual fee of $39, you will end up with $51 back in your pocket. Make sure you are able to put at least $2,600 on this card annually, or you will earn less cash back than the annual fee. You know, compared to other cards on this list, the Quicksilver One's benefits are nothing to write home about, and it does come with a small annual fee, but it is the best cashback card out there for those who are building their credit. Card number 5, the Capital One Saver, which I call the best for socialites. This card offers a 4% cashback on dining and entertainment, 2% cashback at grocery stores, and 1% cashback on all other purchases. It has a $95 annual fee that is waived for the first year, and it offers a $300 welcome offer if you spend $3,000 within the first 3 months of opening your account. So let's say you spend $400 a month on dining, $300 a month on entertainment, and $300 a month on groceries. If you use this card for all of these purchases, you will receive $408 cash back annually on these purchases alone. Netted against the card's $95 annual fee, you'll end up with $313 back in your pocket. Keep in mind that the annual fee is waived for the first year. And right now, the Saver One is offering an introductory 0% APR period for 15 months, on par with the American Express Blue Cash Everyday. Maybe get the Saver One for going out and the Blue Cash Everyday for groceries and gas. So if you hit the town more often than most, the Capital One Saver could be the one for you. On the other hand, if you're on a budget, but still treat yourself every now and then, the no annual fee Capital One Saver One that I talk about next might be a better choice. Card number 6, the Capital One Saver One, which I call the best for dining and entertainment. The Saver One offers 3% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% cash back at grocery stores, and 1% cash back on all of the purchases. It has no annual fee and currently has a welcome offer of $150 with $500 spend on the card within the first 3 months. What does this amount do? Well, the average American household spends $6,600 on dining and entertainment and $4,300 on groceries annually. If your spending mimics these amounts and use this card for all of these purchases, you'll receive $284 cash back annually on these purchases alone. And similar to its sister card, the Capital One Saver, the Capital One Saver One is also offering an introductory APR of 0% for 15 months. Bottom line, the Capital One Saver One is the best no annual fee cashback card on the market right now for dining and entertainment. Keep in mind that this card's sister card, the Capital One Saver that I discussed previously, comes with an annual fee, but offers a higher cashback percentage on dining and entertainment. So you have to do the math based on your spending to see which is best for you. Card number 7, the Chase Freedom, which is the best rotating category card. The Chase Freedom offers 5% cash back on your first $1,500 in purchases made in quarterly rotated categories per quarter. It gives you 1% cash back on all the purchases, including spending on the rotating categories beyond $1,500 during the quarter. There is no annual fee, and the Chase Freedom currently has a welcome offer of $150 with $500 spent on the card within the first 3 months of opening the account. If you spend the maximum $1,500 in each quarterly category during the year, you would earn $75 per quarter or $300 per year just from the rotating categories. You would also get 1% cash back on all the purchases. And similar to 3 other cards on this list, do you remember what they are? The Chase Freedom is offering an introductory 0% APR for, you guessed it, 15 months. So, while a bit unpredictable, since you don't know what the next quarter's categories will be until about 2 weeks before the quarter begins, the Chase Freedom's 5% bonus cashback rate with no annual fee sure feels too good to pass up. Last but not least, card number 8, the U.S. Bank Cash Plus, which I call the most versatile cashback card. The U.S. Bank Cash Plus lets you decide what you want to receive bonus cashback on. It gives you 5% cashback on your first $2,000 in purchases on 2 categories that you choose each quarter. These categories include TV, internet and streaming services, cell phone usage, home utilities, furniture stores, fast food, department stores, select clothing stores, electronic stores, sporting goods stores, movie theaters, gyms, and ground transportation. It also gives you unlimited 2% back each quarter at your choice of grocery stores, gas stations, or restaurants, and you earn 1% cash back on all other purchases. There is no annual fee, and the card is currently offering a $150 welcome bonus with $500 spent on the card in the first 3 months. The Cash Plus is also offering an introductory 0% APR period for the first 12 billing cycles. So, because you can choose quarterly which categories you want to receive bonus cash back on, a little planning will go a long way with the U.S. Bank Cash Plus. For example, maybe from July through September, you will run your air conditioner all day, as well as hit up the cinema to watch all the summer blockbusters, so it might make sense to select home utilities and movie theaters as your 5% back categories for that quarter. Assuming you spend $2,000 in these 2 categories combined, you'll earn $100 from these categories in this quarter alone. Maximize your 5% back rewards every quarter, and you're looking at $400 cash back just on the 5% back categories. On top of this, let's say that you elect grocery stores as your 2% category, and you spend the national household average of $4,300 on groceries during the year. This is an additional $86 cash back for a total of $486 cash back just on bonus category spending alone. So yes, the U.S. Bank Cash Plus takes a bit of management to maximize, so it's probably best for those who don't mind putting in a little extra effort and planning in order to get as much cash back as possible. So there you have it, my 8 top picks for cash back cards for 2020. If you want to see all my credit card picks right now, from travel cards to balance transfer cards to business cards to credit cards for bad credit and more, go to www.moneydoneright.com/bestcreditcards. That's www.moneydoneright.com/bestcreditcards with or without a hyphen. Check it out. Stay cool. and do money right.